Global BIM Crew, this is Crunch Time, the audio series that helps you get to know your fellow BIM experts on both personal and professional levels. Today's guest is the first facilities manager to feature on Crunch Time, and she's definitely, without a doubt, going to have some interesting things to say. I'm delighted to introduce BAM FM's Managing Director, Kath Fontana. Good morning, Kath.
Hi, Jack.
Great to have you on the show today. As I said before, we got rolling on the audio today that the stars have aligned. You're someone who I really wanted to have on the show. So finally, our paths are crossing, which is great.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure.
Brilliant. And today's interview is going to be intriguing. It's the first time that our facilities management has been spoken about on this particular audio series. So there's a lot of unspoken topics that I've not had the chance to speak to anyone about. So we're going to be delving into those today. So, Kath, people may be aware of who you are. They might not be aware, though, of your role at BAM FM. So can you explain some of the tasks that you undertake on a daily basis?
Absolutely. So I'm the Managing Director of BAM FM, which is the Facilities Management Division of BAM Construct UK, which is, of course, part of the Royal BAM Group. So my day job really is to set the strategic direction of the facilities management business. We've got about nearly 1,000 staff and hundreds of buildings that we look after, including a large PFI portfolio. So I've got a great team of managers that are out there every day making sure that buildings are clean, safe, well maintained, etc. I've got a really keen interest in whole life management of buildings as a result.
Yeah, that's a big team you've got your Cecine over, which is fantastic. And BIM for FM is certainly something that, through discussion at events, promotions via magazine and online articles, interviews and blogs and the like, it's been gaining a lot of ground as of late. Now, I want to ask you your thoughts on some good examples of events or brands that you've seen who are really good advocates for utilising BIM for FM.
Well, of course, BAM FM, but I would say that. But actually, what's really encouraged me, certainly over the last year, is more and more companies getting involved on the FM side. So definitely seeing some real traction in our market. I think really great examples of advocates, you'll be aware of Mark Whittaker, who works for Integral, a really passionate enthusiast, but also definitely seeing some serious activity from companies like Skanska, Macro, which is of course part of Mace, and lots of the software businesses actually are starting to get quite interested, although not as much as I would have hoped actually from the software side. So definitely seeing some real movement. One of the things I think that is interesting in FM at the moment around BIM is that actually it's been very driven by the client side. So I'm seeing quite a lot of, particularly universities, their estates teams are really getting interested in BIM, but also in the private sector. A lot of companies that our construction business are working with in the private sector, their estates teams are absolutely getting it. So it's quite interesting. We're starting to see both the supply chain and the client side of FM start to take a real interest in some serious projects now, I think, on the ground and being developed. So it's really good.
Yeah, thank God. People are finally starting to... So literally since I've been here at BIM Crunch, the general conversation that has just not stopped happening is, why are people not utilising BIM for FM? And it's great that it is. The conversation's finally erupting now, most definitely. And even on the last edition of Crunch Time, when I had with TopCon's John Foster, he said that TopCon are now working, doing some facilities management stuff. They're really looking into it because they've realised and they're tapping into that potential. So that's it. The last interview with even people were talking about it. So it's a good transition that you're here today. So I want to ask you as well, what are the advantages of utilising a digital FM platform as opposed to older methods?
Well, I think, and this is probably a well-trodden path actually, which is good now, but obviously it's pretty much the same as anybody using digital. All the things that apply in design and construction in terms of benefits equally apply in facilities management. So increased efficiency, absolutely. Increased data fidelity, which is really, really important to us as it is to everybody else. Smoother, faster handover of buildings, and then much more reliability around our maintenance planning and, you know, the way we look after buildings long term. So just being able to manipulate data digitally, it benefits us just in the same way as it benefits everybody else. One of the things that I think is one of the great benefits is being able to predict prior to handover what a building is going to be like. How's it going to perform? What's its costs likely to be? What's its long term costs likely to be as well as short term? So as I said, I think this has been well worn path that people have trodden. I don't think the question is why BIM for FM. I think it's how and when is the real question now. There's a no brainer that we should do it. It's just people getting their heads around how to do it.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic point you've made there. And one of the big barriers, which has been a lack of discussion, and you know, we're having some discussion now, thankfully, and it's going to hopefully spearhead some more. And One roadblock is lack of discussion. The facilities management world has been slower to be included in the BIM sphere, if you want to call it that, because of this kind of lack of discussion. People are just not aware, perhaps, that FM are wanting to use BIM. Obviously, they do, because who doesn't want to use BIM? Unfortunately, that's not the only barrier. So, what do you think are the main factors that have curbed BIM development in the facilities management realm?
So, for me now, the biggest problem, really, or the biggest thing we need to deal with is the commercial frameworks around how we procure facilities management. So one of the biggest issues, you know, I sit down and talk to our clients, our construction clients in particular, a lot about how they could do this. And one of the things people are really scratching their heads about is, how do I engage a facilities manager early? How do I link the construction output, the contract, to the facilities management contract? How do I do that seamlessly? So I think there's a real problem around trying to shoehorn a new holistic end-to-end process into, frankly, antiquated commercial frameworks, contracts, legal requirements, and so on and so forth. I think as a whole industry, that's a problem, not just for FM, actually. So we have to embrace the fact that we really need to sort out the commercial frameworks around this opportunity. And that, for me, is the biggest barrier of all. And unfortunately, it's reinforced, I think, with a lot of the old thinking. So I still see persistently people, as I said, trying to shoehorn BIM and digital built environment stuff into 150-year-old methodologies. And we've got to fix that.
Most definitely.
The technology is going faster than our commercial world can keep up with at the moment, and we need to catch up.
Absolutely. And I was going to talk about this later, but I'll touch on it now. You mentioned how people want to get facilities managers earlier into the process. It is a massive thing that I've seen over and over and over again. And it crops up time and time again. So how do you ensure that you and other facilities managers, how do you get involved earlier in the process? What steps do you need to take, or do you know clients need to take, in order to achieve that goal and to get you in earlier?
I think clients are going to have to, as I said, there need to be proper commercial frameworks in place so that, you know, when you tender a contract for construction, you can add on a schedule of services for facilities management. Really, that's what really needs to happen. That's a little way off, I think. So in the short term, I think clients probably need to recognize that they need a short-term consultancy appointment, especially around creating EIRs. Didn't think it would be very long before we mentioned EIRs. But that is, for me, you know, if your EIRs are wrong, then actually all the rest of it is fruit from a poison tree. So getting those right is really fundamental. And a lot of clients are struggling with that because they are quite far removed from the back end often, especially the people that are procuring projects. So I think there needs to be a recognition that perhaps some short-term consultancy support from facilities management experts is probably necessary, particularly if you don't have a strong in-house team. So spec developers and people like that. So I think there's probably a sticking plaster of competent consultancy required, but the longer term solution has to be proper procurement, linked together with all phases of the life cycle of the building.
Totally, absolutely. Now, another thing I wanted to ask, do you think some people still have the wrong idea about facilities management, and they're just thinking, yeah, we'll disregard it, you know, they do their own thing, and they don't actually realise that, oh, wait a minute, you know, the data that we've got, non-graphical and graphical, is going to be of major use to them. They just don't see it. You know, has that been a major hindrance as well?
Maybe a few years ago, but I think now actually people do recognise the value of facilities management. You've got to remember it's a very young industry, so we've only been around as a profession for about 20 years, which in professional terms is, you know, we're babies really. So it's taken a while, I think, for people to understand our role in the built environment and how important we are, actually. But I do think over the last couple of years, I've seen a real sea change in that. I think, you know, institutes like the RICS absolutely promoting facilities management. I think that's passing, actually. I think people do understand what we do now and are starting to understand the value of it and how important it is to the front. Stage zero, it's critical for us to be involved. So I think things are moving on, actually, with my perception.
Well, it's nice that we can chat about it and think, you know what, there actually has been some progress made since, you know, 2011 or whenever, you know, maybe the UK government mandated BIM, and that's when, you know, conversations really started to get rolling. So it's good that we can actually make light the fact there has been some positive changes, and hopefully some more to come very soon. And another problem perhaps could be that the digital way of working that is obviously absolutely necessary on BIM projects has been a problem for some facilities managers to get their heads around as well. Is maybe the technology a problem?